Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Tuesday at 3 o'clock, which means Elliot Shore Parks is here for Tuesdays with Elliot. Brought to you by Groundworks. Tackle your wet basement, drywall cracks, or the nasty smells coming from your crawl space by booking a free inspection at groundworks.com. Elliot, Groundworks actually took care of my basement.
Dude, let me tell you.
Thank you, Groundworks.
One of my biggest fears, I've talked about this on air, is my basement used to get water in it.
It's terrible.
It's life-changing.
Because it's all you think
the way
about.
You live. Yeah.
It's all you think. So Sean, Steve, Harry, everybody who took it, because we bought this house. All of a sudden there was water.
That happened to me. We bought a house and then a month later we got water.
Dude, and it's just anxiety. And all you want is somebody to tell you this is going to get taken care of. And they did it. So I feel good.
I've said this on air that rain is one of my biggest fears. And people are like, why? That's why.
That, the basement.
Yeah.
So Elliot, Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni spoke today. I guess their annual pre-draft speaking. And, you know, one of the questions was, or one of the questions we had going into it is, are they going to trade up? Are they going to trade out? What are they going to do? And Howie talked about how many players they think are like first round players. Here's what he said.
Howie, do you think there's a chance for you guys to get first round talent considering where you're picking from and whether it's someone maybe drops for whatever reason off the field, whatever concerns there might be about that? Do you think you guys have the ability to get a first-round talent?
The way we go into looking in the draft is we always take worst-case scenario and work back from that. And we got to be really comfortable with whatever is our worst-case scenario, which will always entail getting a good player. There's never 32 first-round grades on our board. We don't have 32 first-round grades in this draft. So obviously, it depends on how things go. You go through a lot of hypotheticals. You try to put yourself in any possible position so that you're ready to execute. Just even looking at last year, you know, the guys that we thought were most realistic being available at 22, we feel like we got fortunate to get one of the guys that we didn't have in a lot of the scenarios. So, luck plays a part in it. Obviously, everyone's looking at things differently. Everyone has a different vision for what they're looking for their team. Everyone has a different vision for the particular players that they're looking at. And you just hope that, kind of makes sense for your football team.
So he says they don't have 32 first-round grades. They sit at 32.
Yes.
Is that a we're probably going to move up? Is that a we're probably going to move out? Like, what does that mean?
I don't know if there's a move up or back takeaway from that, because you could read it either way. One is they don't have 32 grades. There's an incentive to move up and get someone that they do. Like, let's say they have 25 and they're sitting there at 32 and one of those players is available at 27. Then,
maybe they trade up.
They trade up. But then obviously, yes, the flip side, and this is really how they view it, like organizationally, is if they're sitting there and we'll use 32 since that's their pick. And at pick 30, there are, let's say, 7 players they would feel comfortable taking at 32. Then they'll move back X amount of spots, like 5 spots where they know they're going to get one of those guys. So I was a little surprised he said that, not 32 first round grade thing, just because it seems to set yourself up for if you take someone at 32, like, so was he a first round guy? But obviously that's also subjective for them. And my guess is if they pick someone in the first round, they'll say they had a first round grade on them.
Yeah.
They're not going to get out there and be like, we actually thought he was the 40th best player in the draft.
Well, also, I would, if you take round out of it, if they're picking at 32 and the players 1 through 31, they go before them,
right,
then they should just pick the guy that they have ranked at 32 at 32, right, whether it's the first round or not.
Well, I think it'll also come down a lot more to like how other teams value players that'll be available at 32 and how that turns into a trade offer. Like if Jackson Dart falls all the way to 32 and another team that maybe wanted to take a quarterback early, didn't, they see him sitting there. Like the Eagles can value someone at 32, but do they value him enough for an extra first next year? Like do they value him enough for an extra second? So I think that's more the question. And that's probably why going into this draft, there's more unknown than normal years. Because when you're picking 32, there's just so many variables and variations of how it could play out.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is going to be tricky. They're at the back of the draft. How you evaluate these players versus what your needs are. Mm-hmm. And their needs are on defense. Like, their needs are on defense. They address the right guard position, at least from a standpoint that they don't need to go into this draft thinking, I got to get a right guard in the first round. Like, they address that. You got Tyler Steen here. You traded for a kid who was a first-round pick a couple of years ago from Houston. So they at least have already addressed that. Tight end, you know, maybe – I keep hearing it's supposed to be a deep tight end draft.
Yeah.
If you get to that 32nd pick and all of your other players from your prioritized positions are gone, which I would imagine would be on the defensive side of the ball and – interior lineman,
well, I think safety,
corner, safety, too. Like all that. Like, I think, all that. Yeah. That's all. Here's the thing with the safety. You can have a good player there, but is he being utilized that way in your scheme?
Yep.
So what he is a value to someone else may not be the same value for you because you don't use that position in that manner. So for me, like a defensive end – it's more useful to the Eagles than a safety is. Not saying that Malachi Starks isn't a top 20 player. Problem is, are you going to run a defense around Malachi Starks? Like, are you going to feature him in your defense?
Well, and the other thing, too, is I think they'll look at this and say, okay, so if I get an edge at 32 that mm-hmm. hits, or I get a safety at 32 and that hits, A, we know the edge is a more impactful player. Obviously, any great player is impactful. But also, just financially, the draft is a chance for this team to get a cost-controlled guy at way cheaper than what they will be paying him, especially when you consider all these contracts they are about to hand out. Mm-hmm. But I agree with you. I think their biggest needs are on defense. I think the only position where I feel they truly need somebody is safety. Like, I don't love Kelee Ringo and Adoree Jackson as that cornerback two spot, mm-hmm. but I think you can get by with that. I think Moro Ojomo can do what Milton Williams did. I mm-hmm. think I agree with you. Tyler Steen and Kenyon Green, maybe not great, but safety's the one position where I don't really see anything there.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. It's how they value the position.
Yeah, yeah.
And they value the position based on how the guy is going to be used
right.
in their scheme. That's why they just let CJGJ go.
But they had a safety.
They just told you that with the value at the safety position. They just let a guy go who they literally won the Super Bowl with on the number one defense.
Well, I think CJ is also a great example of how they view that as a system player more so than an edge. Because Chauncey went and made plays. Like but Chauncey played outside the system too much. And I think that's why he's gone.
And that's the other thing. Vic Fangio isn't highlighting the safety position his defense.
Yep. So the one player I think we should talk about as a potential pick in the first round that we haven't talked about enough mm-hmm. is the Ohio State tackle, Josh Simmons. So I would not, to be clear.
Offensive tackle?
Offensive tackle.
Okay.
I would not take him. But I'm just saying, if you look at the draft. So he is somebody that suffered, I believe it's a torn ACL, but mm-hmm. had he not suffered that, he probably is a top 10 pick in this year's draft. And he's probably the first tackle off the board.
Yeah.
If he falls to them at 32, I think they would consider taking him because that is the guy that you get where it's okay. Maybe he doesn't play next year, but in 2 years.
Huge value.
It's a value pick. Now, I wouldn't do
it. It's a wasted pick.
I agree with you. I wouldn't do
it. It's a wasted pick. Here's why. You just restructured Lane's deal. He's going to play through 2027. Jordan Mailata is your left tackle of the future.
Could they have him play guard until he can play tackle?
That would be the thing. Could they move him to guard?
They could get a lineman next year. In other words, all I'm saying is you don't need to take a pick and stash a guy when you can take somebody on the defensive side and he can actually help you
this year. He doesn't have to sit.
What if they felt like he could play guard until he played tackle?
I just don't think a guy that is a guard, they just traded for a guard.
Right.
Like they traded for a guy, and you got a third round pick there. They clearly have shown you that the guard position isn't a primary need position for them.
Sure.
So to me, you're either going end, I would go D tackle because what they do with Jordan Davis, as far as picking up his fifth year, matters.
I think they're going to pick it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they do.
And even at what he
there's
is.
There's a succession plan that could be in place to where you don't feel the pressure of having Jordan Davis here for your fifth year.
Yeah.
And if you want a guy that can get out to the quarterback a little more, then you have the ability to take a guy to stack with
Jalen Carter.
No, not Jalen Carter. Moro Ojomo. Yeah, Ojomo. Like, so now you got a three-man rotation there. Let's say you want to move on from Jordan Davis after this year.
Mm-hmm.
You would have already taken a defensive tackle this year to be in that three-man rotation with Jalen Carter.
Yeah, I think if you could tell me they could add one player that I would know would be an impact player next year,
yeah,
I would pick defensive tackle. I'd pick it over tight end, safety, corner.
Over edge.
Well, because just I like Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt more than I like Jordan Davis right now.
Okay.
And I also think
I'm unsure about Jalix.
Jalix has more to prove.
I need to see a little more.
Yeah, I need to see a little more.
Jalix. I'm okay with Nolan Smith. If you're going to tell me Nolan's going to be one of my ends, okay.
Especially next year with Jalix.
For next year, yeah.
Right. And both of them, as of now, and I think even with improvement, are not really like game-changing ends. I just think they're good ends.
Yeah.
And I think Jalix, the fact that he played as well as he did as a third-round pick right away is what makes me believe even he'll be even better next
year. There's something more there, yeah.
So the other thing Howie addressed today, was it on McAfee that he first talked about this? I can't remember.
If you're talking about Todd McShay.
Yeah. It was on McShay. So Howie was on Todd McShay's podcast, and he essentially said something to the effect of, if a player has any sort of history of violence against women, they don't even think about taking them.
Non-negotiable.
He did address that today, and he said this.
You said on a podcast not long ago that drafting or bringing in a player who had committed violence against women was a non-starter for you guys. What's the standard by which you judge that? And what I mean is, you know, a player could be accused, a player could be charged, have charges dismissed, could have pleaded out something. What's the standard that you use to judge that?
Yeah, I learned a lot about podcasts here in the last couple of weeks. I guess they can take parts of the podcast and use them and actually publicize them. You know, welcome to 2025, Howie Roseman. So I think that, you know, we have an objective process that we use. We live in a country where you're innocent until proven guilty, you know, and so we try to abide by the judicial process. But I think, you know, to get into kind of the details of what we do, you know, that's part of our internal dynamics that I probably wouldn't want to get into, but certainly, we try to not make it subjective is basically what I would say, so that, we get in a situation where if we really like a player, we can make excuses for that player. So we try to have objective criteria when it comes to the issues that you're asking me about. But it is important to us, you know, the people that we bring in this building and that, we know we can win with really good people, and we also know that young people make mistakes in other areas. But that was one that was, you know, on my heart when I was talking about it, and something that we believe in as an organization.
So, Howard, is it a situation where you have this process and you, I guess, apply it on a case-by-case basis and then kind of weigh that criteria for each individual player?
Yeah, try to make it as objective as possible so that we're not getting into the specifics of each incident.
So he's saying objective. Anyway, that's how he should have answered it in the first place. And I think he understands
and
that.
And I don't believe he was asked about it. I think he offered
just
this unprompted
up.
The yeah. first time. Yeah.
So and this becomes, first of all, this becomes pertinent for a number of things over time. Mike Green is a guy that has been brought up a lot as a guy who has, he actually mentioned he had accusations at his one in high school and one in college.
Correct.
And that's why he
not
changed.
Charged either time.
Not charged.
Yeah.
So the reason they should go, in my opinion, and first of all, the reason you shouldn't say this in the first place is you're in this position now where now you may have to go back on something that you said. And now you're going to face those questions anyway. Now you're going to face them even more because you said da da da. So I'm glad he cleared it up. In my opinion, these should all be handled on a case by case basis. You can't, I'm not saying, I don't know what Mike Green did and didn't do. myself. But I do know just because somebody accused you of something doesn't mean that you did it. And just because you did something, and again, I'm not advocating that sure, this is always okay.
Yeah.
But sometimes when something happens when you're 18 or 19 years old, like not everybody's the same person at 18 mm-hmm. or 19 that they are at 22. All I'm saying is every situation is different, and they should handle it as every situation is different. And when somebody has accusations, they should dive headfirst into what they were, what happened, who the guy is, what the people around him think, and then they should make that judgment. But just sort of saying with a hard line, saying anytime anybody's accused of any of this, we're not even addressing it. It's like, I don't know. We've had guys that have been accused of maybe not that, but bad stuff
mm-hmm. yeah.
and been charged with bad yeah. stuff. And they decided, hey, we feel like this guy's a good enough person for our locker room. We're comfortable with it. And I think that's how they should handle it.
Yeah. I mean, I would say first, like, I'm surprised how he said that initially. I think it's very out of character for Howie, not to be against that, but like to draw such a hard line when there's really no incentive to do it. But at least publicly. But I agree with you. I mean, my experience of covering the Eagles is I do think they handle things on a case by case basis. Like, that's why Big Dom is such a big deal, right? Because Big Dom is good at getting information about players and then he can make the decision. And obviously this is a different situation, but they did draft Jalen Carter, who had, you know, who was involved in something in college, not sexual assault, but was involved in a car accident where someone passed away, I believe.
Yep.
And they did their homework on him. They brought him in. And as of now, it's worked out. So I think ultimately where the Eagles fall on this is if there is a player like Mike Green, they will look into it and then they'll make that decision. I don't think it is a, like, you know, hard line where now, look, if he's charged and accused, that is obviously different.
Well, all of it is there's
yeah,
different levels of
Spike is basically saying that's why. And yeah, I think you're agreeing with Spike.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I'm saying it's a case by case.
And even Howie, you can hear in his answer there that he knows he probably put his foot in his mouth, yep. shouldn't have said something, because it is all based on individual cases. It doesn't mean his morals have been compromised or anything. It's just that it doesn't benefit the Eagles to draw some hard line in the sand.
No.
On a situation with a blanket statement mm-hmm. without going through the due diligence or doing the homework and vetting the situation on each individual kid. Because things do happen. Circumstances change. Hell, a kid may have done something at 18 years old. He went through the proper measures as far as correcting whatever he may did. Maybe it was gone through counseling, whatever it may have been. And what he was as a freshman is not what he was as a senior mm-hmm. coming out of college.
Well,
and I would imagine someone's track record who's shown that, okay, he learned from that. And whatever the situation may be, and I'm not putting anything out there so we can have this area of this is worse than that or
sure.
this and that and the other. Each is on his own merit. I'm just saying you can grow from making mistakes early in your collegiate career to when the time you leave school.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings, which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And by the way, I think it's not...
that should be acknowledged, too.
I also think it's not fair to the player.
Yeah.
To say that you were accused of this, therefore, I don't think... Well,
especially if you're talking about something that you weren't actually convicted
charged with. And the last thing I'll say on this, and again, it's not... Like, I'm a big animal person, right? Mm-hmm. Mike, the things that Mike Vick did to dogs was abhorrent. It was horrible. It was like, when you read about it, it was terrible. Mike Vick is a changed person. And having been around Mike Vick, and I think the Eagles would be proud to say, we took a chance on somebody who recognized they did something terrible, fixed their lives, became a different person, and became an advocate against what, and he did it.
He's doing better and helping other people.
Right, and he did it.
Yeah,
he wasn't just accused of it, he did it.
Yeah, no, he did it, paid his price, and did everything else, but even more importantly, how he grew from that.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So how he's able to take his life lessons and mistakes and take that into the communities, especially inner city kids, where, quite frankly, growing up, we didn't have the same view of that as everyone else as America has.
Yep.
Just to put it bluntly.
No, it's true.
So that's just the way it is. But he, understanding that it was wrong regardless of that, and using his life as an example of trying to steer kids the right way, I would imagine guys like Tony Dungy, Jeffrey Lurie, Andy Reid, executives at networks, other teams that hired Mike, like his life is an example of how you can change and make things better. He's a head coach now at Norfolk State. Like that's a good success story because he was given the opportunity at redemption.
Sure. Well, and that's why I think when it comes to the Eagles and what we're talking about, like the actions do speak louder than words.
Yeah.
And so I think Howie on that podcast, like he also had another weird quote in that podcast where he talked about how winning the second Super Bowl is like, or the first one's like losing your virginity. Yeah. So I do think Howie was probably
feeling it.
He was feeling himself.
Yeah,
he was probably a little loose lipped, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think ultimately.
And the podcast was not taken out of context, by the way. I listened to the entire thing.
Yeah. No, it's all good.
There was nothing.
We know when stuff gets, everybody likes to say
it. Howie was.
Brandon made a quote on the radio and still came on the next day and said he was taken out of context.
Right.
We clearly heard it. Like, so yeah, these guys just say that just to say it.
I think the Eagles... I think the Eagles view it as a case by case basis.
Said it
that was insane.
By the way, the quote that'll stick there. By the way, and I'm not going to make it stick. But he goes, and if we really like the player, we'll make excuses for him or something.
No, I think
that
what
end.
He was saying was they want to make it so if they like the player, they won't make excuses.
I think that's what he was trying to say.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I think you might have misheard.
It came out that way. Spike's right. It came out that way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was trying to say
they try to make it so like they have a decision on a person before they decide the player.
Yeah.
I think that's what he was trying to say.
Yeah. All right. We will now
we all heard that.
Elliot, we need to get your take on this too, and this is for everyone. With this will come up next. It's Therapy Tuesday on the WIP afternoon. So we're all letting out how we feel about the Phils.
Ah.
You know, Ike wants them to abort the mission of the new sort of approach at the plate.
Okay.
I was not particularly thrilled with the gender reveal bat last night.
All right.
Jack has given up on the Phillies.
So
it's a judgment free zone.
Oh, I'm excited. Are we doing it now or you want to do it
next?
Okay.
Do you have any
next.
Concept of what we do around
yeah.
here?
No, I do, but he stopped talking as if I was supposed to go. Right. I know. All right.
215-592-9494. It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. By the way, it's Tuesdays with Elliot right now. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. By the way, when you said he was a member of the National Gem Society, I thought you said he was a member of the National Gym Society.
His name is Jim.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, do all the gyms get together? But it was yeah. Gem. I thought you said Jim.
It is. I said both.
Oh, you said. Oh, so you said Jim.
They may have sounded the same. But yes,
okay.
There's an actual
Jim
there. And
okay.
Then there's a GEM.
Right, right.
Society,
but I thought
yes.
the society was the Jim Society.
Right.
Like they were just gyms together.
All hanging out.
Yep. Everybody named Jim. Brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget. Visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Is the show The Wire overrated?
Oh, my God.
69.9% say no, but 30.1% say yes,
no
which
way.
I'll take it. In the Elliott Shore Parks.
I think it's somewhat overrated. I don't think it's like a top four HBO show of all time. Like, is it on the Mount Rushmore of HBO?
Yes!
Of course it is!
What else is on there?
Sopranos, Oz.
Sex and the City.
Get the hell out of here.
Oz is better than
Sex and the City. It might be better, but Sex and the City, I think, is a bigger show than The Wire.
It's definitely
Mount
Rushmore.
Maybe because of women watch more.
Well, yeah.
I'm just telling you what was better.
I don't know.
Impactful. Sex and the City didn't have anything.
Here goes the segment. Thank you,
they're so hard to compare, but I mean, I loved every season of Sex and the City.
Of course you did.
We're not surprised at that.
Yeah. I don't know if I loved every season of The Wire.
Surprised at that.
All right, there we go.
Well, some guys are manly men and some guys aren't.
I
enjoy Sex and the City. I watch Sex and the City with my wife. But The Wire, it's not even a comparison.
The Mount Rushmore of HBO is The Wire, The Sopranos, Entourage, and Curb.
I don't know if you can find no.
Wait a minute. Sex and the City.
I like that. I like that, Fritz.
Entourage.
I like that, Fritz.
Game of Thrones is on it.
It's absolutely on it.
We don't have our personal preference. Game of Thrones.
I don't know that.
It's Game of Thrones, Sopranos, Sex and the City.
Sex
and the City is not
an
Entourage.
Yes, it is.
It was
way bigger
than
Entourage.
Sex and the City is 10 times
nuts. They made a
movie out of
Entourage.
Nobody cares.
Sex and the City. And the first Sex and the City movie was great. The second one was only okay.
I don't care about good. Sex and the City was a bigger show than Entourage.
Without question.
It's not even close.
And I loved Entourage.
Wasn't better, though.
Well,
I think it was better as well.
Because it was women. You're not going to tell me more men watched Sex and the City. More women watched it.
I bet you more men have watched Sex and the City because of how much bigger it is.
I guarantee you more men watch Entourage.
I know it's not big after listening to this.
I guarantee you more men watch Entourage. Are you nuts than Sex and the City?
Sex and the City
have you ever watched Entourage?
I watch every episode.
Okay,
I love Entourage.
It's a manly show.
It is
more
manly.
So why the hell would I watch Sex and the City over Entourage?
But you've seen both, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay, that's my point. Like a lot of
I can tell you which one appeals to me more.
Which one?
Entourage.
I know. Look,
because even with a show with four middle-aged,
Sex in the City
hold on,
is
even
10
with
times
a show with four middle-aged women on it, going through four different relationship issues, it's much better to watch four dudes who are around less than 30 years old going through relationship issues in Hollywood. I guarantee you that was more interesting for me to watch than Sex in the City.
I think they both have their own appeal.
Yeah, to one appeals
but,
to women,
Sex in the
and
City,
one appeals to men.
Sex in the City has a way bigger audience
because there's more women to watch TV. It doesn't make it better television.
Brad, I'm not saying which is better, but I'm saying
Right,
but
Mount Rushmore
matters. Yeah, Mount Rushmore.
There's nobody Sex in the City's on a Mount Rushmore.
Oh, yes, it is. Definitely not. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You rarely hit it out of the park the first at bat. That's a good Mount Rushmore right there.
It absolutely is not.
Curb is definitely on there.
Sex in the City is closer to the most successful HBO show ever than it is to being not on the Mount Rushmore.
Yes, I would agree with you as well. This show is enormous.
I don't even know what you just said. I don't even know what that nonsense was.
He's saying that, like, it is debatably the biggest show ever on HBO. There's no way.
Hogwash.
Certainly not.
Right. Have
Sopranos
you seen
is bigger.
It, Jack?
No,
have you
would, seen... I'm a guy. I'm a man. Would never.
You're telling me the word, and that's in the same category as The Wire and The Sopranos?
I think they're on the same level, to be honest.
Like, it's not above Game of Thrones either.
Yeah, it's not even above. I don't know. I didn't watch Game of Thrones. Would you put Game of Thrones ahead of Sex in the City?
In a heartbeat.
No way. You're out of your mind.
I think
Sex in the City was twice as big as Game of Thrones.
First off, True Detective season one's better than all of
them. You can't pick one season. You can't pick one season.
No, that's not. Yeah, it's not long enough.
Can't pick one season. All right.
Anyway,
back to the Phils. Therapy Thursday. Then we all feel better, right?
I feel like I need a Cosmo after that.
Do you? What is your? So yeah, the little dark chocolate maybe be bad.
A little espresso martini.
There you go. So, Phils lose again last night.
10-4.
Pretty disheartening. Lost.
It was.
They are now 2-5 in their last 7. 9-7. Just gut feeling. Therapy Tuesday. Let it out.
Yeah, it's like we're at the table with Carrie, Samantha. You know, just letting it go. I'm not worried. I mean, I think this is how I view the Philly season. They started off hot. They showed that they have the talent to be a great team. And they're just going through a rut. Like, they are clearly talented enough come playoff time to win. So the question is basically just...
You're such BS.
I'm being serious.
Listen. I was going to let him go. No, I'm not letting this
nonsense
go.
What
you're not
agree.
Because you don't sound real to me.
I'm being honest.
Authentic.
This is my honest opinion.
This is nonsense.
this is not
the Elliott Shore Parks I know.
I agree.
You ripped the Sixers over anything.
Right.
The Phillies, you know damn well, once upon a time, you're trying to tell us that the Sixers were a better-ran organization.
He's
going to back-end this with some back-end thing.
Yeah. Now you're trying to give me the whole be patient and everything's going to be okay nonsense.
That's how I feel. Ultimately, look, they could struggle. The year they made it to the World Series, none of us were impressed with that team all year. The year they were great, they didn't go to the World Series. So ultimately, it comes down to this. Are they going to hit come playoff time? And I don't think anything that's happened through the first however many games they've played have made me sway that they won't.
Huh?
They started
what's
the season
to make
and hit
you think
well.
They will.
They started
last
the
year's
season
performance,
was,
game 6 or 7.
Right, that was
NLCS
concerning.
The Diamondbacks. What have they shown makes you think they are going to hit
because
during the postseason?
Because I think they have great hitters. I think Brace is great. Schwarber is great. Castellanos has been awesome. Trey Turner, you know, not over his whole time here. But ultimately, like, 5-6 games is not going to sway my opinion from what I saw to start the season.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health.
At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, how about the whole second half of last season?
That was disappointing. I agree. It was.
Yeah, I agree with you, so I'm just letting you take
it. Yeah, I just think it's so far. I mean, you know, I see everything through the lens of the Eagles. The Eagles were 2-2, right? So, it is so far away from being the playoff, from being time for the playoffs, that I look at this roster and I think they're talented.
Well, first of all, it's a different sport. Secondly, the star players for the Eagles certainly had more of a track record than those of the Phillies.
I don't know if that's completely true.
Well, I believe so.
Right, but if you look at, the Phillies are, well, I guess they're, you know, they're a year behind the Eagles.
Who are the star players of the Phillies?
Bryce Harper.
Okay.
Kyle Schwarber.
Okay.
Zach Wheeler.
Okay.
I think those are three pretty good stars.
I think that's
right
where
there.
It stops.
Yeah, and Trey Turner's a star player.
Well, he's a star. He doesn't play a star.
Well, hold on.
But
it's funny. When Trey Turner is a convenient star player, I don't know when he's a star player. Is he a star player when we're trying to continue to have faith in him and everybody's calling him a bum and saying he's overpaid?
I think he's a bad star player. He's a star player. He's been on All-Star. He has a massive contract.
So Trey Turner would be equivalent to who on the Eagles?
Dallas
Goedert?
As
good as production, star player,
James Bradbury. I know he's not on the team anymore, but I'm trying to think of someone that was good that isn't anymore.
James Bradbury. Yeah, that might be pushing
that's
a little
That's not helping.
Bit. Yeah, that's not
James
helping.
James Bradbury was an All-Pro 2 years ago. Yeah, when's the last time Trey Turner was?
Well,
because of a stacked team.
Yeah. Would he be even Devontae? Would he be Smitty?
No, Smitty's better. I think Devontae Smith.
Right, I'm with you. Yes, I agree.
But as far as I don't know, as far as shortstops go compared to wide receivers, I think they're probably in the same sort of range.
No, Devontae is a red light player.
He's not top 10.
Who made big play. Well, he's close to. He's definitely
I think
top 15.
Close
yeah,
to top
15.
10.
But
top 15 is debatable.
But the difference is Trey Turner. There's only 30 starting shortstops. There's 64 starting wide receivers.
Yeah.
So if you're 15th at receiver, that's way better than being 15th at.
But Trey Turner's probably 7 or 8.
You think
is he?
Yeah.
You guys tell me. You think he's a 7th or 8th best shortstop in baseball?
Sure.
It doesn't sound like you when we're talking about him.
Is it a down year for the position?
Sound like the worst shortstop in baseball most of the time.
I thought he was a bad defensive shortstop.
No. We're not just talking about defense.
He's heating up defense.
No, I'm talking about total.
We're talking about total play.
It's not total. He's a top 10 shortstop. Of course he is.
You think he's a top 10 shortstop?
Yes.
Not defensively,
but overall. In totality, of course.
So you think if there was a drafting of shortstops, he would go top 10?
If we're not talking about salary, we're just talking about
it.
Yes. I think
he
would.
Okay.
I think
he
would.
Well, then I feel even better than I did before.
All right.
He was the one I had concerns about, but I guess he's.
I just think the Eagles have a better roster than the Phillies.
Yeah, but the point I was trying to make was they're either going to hit or not come playoff time. We know the starting rotation is good enough. Yes, the bullpen is a definite concern, but ultimately, we've seen them hit for months and then go cold. We've seen them go cold and then hit. So. What I'm seeing doesn't make me feel better or worse about their playoff chances.
All right.
So it's always a good time to talk to Elliot about his takes. And right now is an amazing time to get to Colonial Hyundai. Amazing.
Oh.
Opportunities to get a brand new Hyundai at the lowest possible price. John Ashdale, the cars are team at Colonial. Over 200 brand new Hyundais. And what Hyundai heard was they were like, you're having this grand opening, this reopening, grand reopening of this amazing new dealership. We're going to send you a very special selection of brand new Hyundais. We're going to send you Palisades. We're going to send you the IONIQ 5, the IONIQ 6. Sometimes you can't even get them. You can get them at Colonial. No games, no hassle. Fast, easier, better. Best price ever with locked in savings. But it is first come, first served. So I would tell you, do not wait. They're not going to waste your time. Don't waste their time. So you're going to pay more than you possibly, you're not going to pay more than you have to right now at Colonial until April 30th. And they're going to hook you up with the best financing in the business, 0%, 0%. You're also going to get 3 years of complimentary maintenance with every new Hyundai, America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 mile powertrain, and Hyundai Assurance online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy Hyundai. See dealer for full details.
I would say one thing, Ike brought up like the Sixers and the comparison. I think what we're also seeing with the Phillies is people are now treating them like the Sixers, and that the frustration about this current stretch is about the past playoff failures,
sure,
more yeah. than it's about right what they're now. Actually, sure. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And, yeah, don't ask us to try to separate them.
I don't think they should.
Because as fans, it's not a rational way to be a fan. No, yes, last year matters. Just like everybody overreacting to the Eagles at the beginning of the season, a lot of that was based off the way the 2023 season ended.
And just like when Embiid won MVP, no one cared about it. Because, right? So I think that's what's happening with the current team. They're finally feeling the baggage of the past few years.
Yeah, we mentioned on the show yesterday, I was like, if they don't hit in the first couple innings, people are going to boo them.
And they came out.
Yeah, they booed last night. They didn't boo in the first couple innings.
They got a long season to the playoffs. Yeah. So.
215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
What we're not going to do is we're not going to disrespect Devontae Smith and compare him to Trey Turner. That's what
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, yeah. Devontae Smith is all-time leader in Eagle history of postseason yards. He's been here for like 4 years. All those people we done had. Yeah. Trey Turner ain't even close. Man, you better stop playing. Philly players outperform Eagles. See, y'all, I'll be with y'all, and then y'all go right. See, yesterday I was closer. Spike, nope. Gotta see y'all to make me jump shit.
I told you. Right. I appreciate
it. To play better. Nah, see, I'm watching this game last night. It's like these dudes, like, I don't care about the whole gender reveal. Like, Spike, he worry about stuff that don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, he worry about, like, what does that got to do with the game, you know?
Yeah, Spike.
That don't got nothing to do with the performance. Now, I get it, you know.
Of course it does.
You know, the way he perform and all that. Like, you don't even about that.
But if you're a leader, you're a leader. If you're going to preach to everybody else on the team that it's about the name on the front, not the name on the back, you don't do a look at me moment with your bat for a gender reveal the next game. I'm sorry. You just don't. Did it make them lose? It didn't make them lose. But I'll tell you this. If you're going to be the leader and you want players on that team to listen to what you say, you better practice what you preach. And last night, he didn't practice what he preached.
I get what you're saying. I get all that 100%, you know, team guy. I get all of that. Look, but certain players, listen, when I'm a certain guy, I got a certain level status on this team. Remember, y'all was agreeing with, who was it said? I forgot. But when I got a, you, when I lead a certain way and I say do this, that don't always mean I'm going to do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, not everybody is like Jalen Hurts. You know what I'm saying? Like, not everybody going to just put their head down
doesn't
and I
lead.
Say something.
Not
you
leader.
Got different. No, oh I'm like wow. You got different leaders that lead in different ways. Like AJ.
Well, some
Brown,
guys, lead of their own volition, and sometimes the whole organization has to beg them to do it through the press.
Okay, that's cool. I mean, AJ Brown, the way he's yelling at players. So you want Bryce to lead like that? Because these dudes is soft. You don't got no.
No, I've been nothing but complimentary of Bryce. I just think you should practice what you preach.
Nah, but
that's
what
all.
I'm saying is, it's a different type. You got to know who you leading. Like, you don't got no Quentins. And guys like that, you know what I'm saying? A certain complexion. You got to sometimes be nicer with certain dudes. That's why they don't understand. You got Bryces and dudes with names like that. This dude probably never been yelled at in his life. You know what I'm saying? So Bryce got to understand how to do it. And doing the gender reveal during the game, that don't really affect how these dudes is playing. That's just my opinion.
I just think with the gender reveal, it's harmless, but also maybe the timing was not
right,
ideal.
I give you
yeah,
that.
Like maybe wait that. Until you're up 10-1 in the seventh inning, or wait until you've won.
How's he supposed to know?
Right.
I just know when you're on a losing streak and then you end up losing the game, it's not great.
Right.
It's just like wearing a certain cleats during a football game. You know, you don't know. Before the game, like, I'm going to wear these cleats.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
It's like when Carson brought that hat to Carolina, and then they lost, and he had to put it on after that.
Right, your team.
Should have left that in the locker room.
Yeah, leave that one in the locker room, yeah.
Right. But, you know, the thing with the whole draft, the whole Howie situation, like, the whole draft situation is hard. Like, how you like, we don't got you know, 32 first-round picks. Of course. I mean, like, people be out here thinking, like, I don't know where they get the insight from, but somebody told N'Kobe Dean to go to the draft, and this dude was like, pick 89. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, like, you got people that, like, Jalen Milroe, they think he coming to the draft, like, dog, you ain't going first round.
Yeah, behind Jalen Milroe, I would not go to that draft. Yeah,
unless he knows he's going.
Yeah,
I actually I like when players
there. They want people to be there embarrassed.
Yeah,
like if I was draft eligible, like I would go, and even if I go up in the third round, like at least I get
you're going there to just sit there.
Yeah, but at least I get to go up on the stage. I think that's a cool enough moment where it's fine. Yeah,
I give you that. Also, Sex in the City. No, I don't know.
Ah, come on, Corey, I'm disappointed in you. Have you watched it?
I mean, I've seen episodes of it, but I'm not about to sit there and watch that. You know,
why? It's great.
You know what I mean? Look,
there's two different things here, Corey. Whether you want to watch Sex and the City, which I don't, I mean, and just acknowledging that it was a massive show.
It was massive.
On
it was.
HBO.
It was a big show.
It ain't better than The Wire. It ain't better than The Wire.
But it's bigger than The Wire. It's not even close.
Okay. I mean, what,
it's not close?
Sex and the City and The Wire ain't bigger than Game of Thrones, but it's the time that it was watched. Like, a lot of dudes now, a lot of people now ain't going to go back and watch The Wire if they ain't seen it yet. Like, how many times we done tried to get Elliot and Jack to go back and watch stuff they ain't seen? You know what I'm saying?
I tried to do The Sopranos.
It's not like The Wire came out in 1982, Corey.
It came, well, 20 years ago.
Yeah, I know, but so did Sopranos was 20 years ago.
Still, it came out in like 02. People that was born in 02, 03.
I thought it was the 90s.
Sopranos came out in the 90s.
No, no, but it went into...
Yes.
But it looked really old is my point. Like when you put the first episode on, it's like beepers. I'm like, I'm good.
All right.
Okay. How interesting could this be?
What's the next question? Hey, yo, what's the next,
next question is give us something that's overrated.
Something that's overrated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joel Embiid.
He's not overrated anymore.
No, I think so.
He's borderline underrated at this point. Elliot, what's overrated?
Cannolis.
I agree with you.
Cannolis.
They're fine. They're so good. They're too sweet. They're not a great dessert.
There's a lot of sugar.
They're fine. They're fine.
They get talked about as this elite dessert.
What's that guy who brings us the cannolis?
Yeah, brings us from Termini.
Very nice guy.
That was very nice.
And they're good. They're the best cannolis.
Yeah.
But I do think they're overrated.
Oh, believe me, I got introduced to them when being here in Philly. I've never had cannolis before I came.
One bite of a cannoli is all you need.
But yes.
One bite and you're good. And that's the thing, they're huge.
My wife is Italian, so I've released this take in that it doesn't go over well.
I have to ask Nick about that.
BG Day, of course, you've heard about this, Elliot.
Five.
May 5th, all day long, and then that night, we have BG Live, which is at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville.
Yes.
Are you going to get together with the camera and make sure he asks the hard questions? Because we know the camera... not always the tough question to ask.
Yeah, I think I'll maybe, you know, educate him a little bit on how to do something like that.
You're asking BG tough questions?
Well, I'm just saying we should.
Well, you should do it then with all your leading questions.
Didn't we have enough of this already? Yeah. We caused enough trouble with this.
I didn't ask him anything.
Can you imagine first question of the night? How is Jalen and AJ's relationship?
Right. Well, if you could.
Congrats on a great career, but.
If you could ask BG any question and he'd have to answer it honestly. What would that question be?
Oh, it's not even. I would ask him if Jalen and AJ are friends.
Oh, really? That's the one.
How do you still want to keep picking at that?
What else is. I mean.
Nobody cares about that.
Some of us care.
Yeah, nobody cares about that.
What would you ask BG? Like, how'd it feel to sack Tom Brady? Like, what's the the true serum question that's so crazy?
Well,
I don't know.
He's always been so. I don't know what.
Well, the thing would be is sort of about. I would imagine something about his retirement.
Yes.
Did he really want to retire or did he really want to come back?
Right. That's a good
one.
Yeah, that would be. Were you really going to retire at the parade?
The parade.
Yeah, you guys would probably want to know. Yeah. I just think the Jalen and AJ thing helps move forward.
Oh, let it go. That'd be my question.
That would be my question.
By the way, we were going to give you credit. So you reported that Malachi Starks was in here for top 30. Jeff Mosher actually reported it before you did. So you don't get credit for
that. Are you sure about that?
We checked the time on the tweets.
And did you know about it?
Whether we knew about it or not,
he tweeted it first.
No.
How do we know? You didn't take it from him.
You're getting beat by Mosher.
All right. Well, look, if he tweeted it first, credit to him. I don't know what to say.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You just gave up.
Ooh, boy.
I like thought it was Mosher. A big scoop. I don't want to. It was a big scoop. It seems like a lot of people wrote it yesterday based off the scoop.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I guess so.
So should you get credit for all 30 guys to come?
Insider of the Year credit?
Well, yeah. I mean, we do know they're going to have 30 visits, right?
Yeah, Ike didn't want to give any credit for any
well,
of the
I'm saying,
visits.
I got two of them. I got Malachi Starks and I got
Mosher got Malachi Starks.
Right,
yeah.
But the Boston College guy, I got.
Okay.
So yeah, I think they absolutely
so
are.
We know, we know the top 40 to 50 prospects. If we just deduce the Georgia football players, defensive ends,
but here's what I'd say: if
defensive tackles, should we not assume who's all coming?
If you look at the list of guys they brought in, I think only two of them are projected for the first round. Like I didn't even know half these guys, so like they are bringing in guys that are not. That's why I got Malachi Starks because I know him.
You didn't get Malachi Starks.
I did. Okay, sure.
Most sure did.
Okay. Yes.
Elliot, thank you for
joining us.
Yeah, Eagles Insider of the Year champion. Who knows for how long.
Come see the trophy.
You hold on to that belt.
Next week, next Thursday.
Yep. Next Thursday.
Draft party.
Draft party.
Yeah, I'm bringing the trophy.
Yes. Right. Oh, you're bringing it?
Yeah. Just nobody, like, I'll show it to people, but no touching it.
So do
and
we have...
they can take photos with
yeah,
it,
yeah, we can
right?
take photos with it, yeah, okay. but just...
Sounds so serious.
So, yeah. so when are we,
I don't want people
are we,
like really
are we locking in on a player before next Thursday?
I think we should all make a pick.
Yeah.
Right? We all make
can,
a...
Can I have till Monday to lock in on a player?
Well, I'm just going to say the next Thursday.
Yeah, I think...
I mean, okay. Wednesday,
the
draft. Right? The day before
right.
the draft.
Yeah, yeah.
Next,
before.
I'm down, I mean, okay. like next week.
All right.
Yeah, next week.
And if you want lots of draft stuff.
So much draft
Go Birds podcast, Go Birds Daily, comes out every single day with Elliot. You can get the podcast wherever you get your podcast. Comes out every single morning. Packed full of draft stuff.
Always.
Yeah, so it's
appreciate
actually
it.
Particularly good for me because I don't know anything about any of these guys. So
Same until I started to read about them. So.
Thank you, Elliot.
Thank you.
Appreciate you as always.
Appreciate it, E.
Fun times.
215-592-9494. Therapy Tuesday on the WIP Afternoon Show. Just let it out. No judgments. How are you feeling about the Phils? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.